Welcome to Girl, You're Hired, a job interviewing tips podcast dedicated to helping you land your dream job. My name is Lena Sarnoff, and I am your podcast host. I have created this podcast to help you land your dream job based off of tips and advice that I am paying forward, having worked and been interviewed and hired to work at Google, LinkedIn, Wix. And today I'm actually a journalism grad student at NYU, where I'm also actually actively working at the graduate admissions office, where I was interviewed for that role and had to go through competitive hiring process. So I'm happy to share with you some of the tips, advice, and things that hopefully can help you get to exactly where it is you're looking to go. So let's dive into today's episode. On today's episode, we're going to talk about tips for handling unexpected job interview questions. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest, this is what we're all most scared of. That one question we didn't see coming, the one that we might flop on, that one question that might cost us the whole interview. So instead of trying to prepare for every question out there, let's see what will actually help you, the skills and the tools to survive and get through that difficult, unexpected question. Here are five things that can help you along the way. Let's dive into the first tip. Number one is to take a moment to collect your thoughts. And although you might be caught off guard by a question, take a deep breath, pause, and even tell them this sentence. Thank you so much for this thoughtful question. Can I please take a moment to think about this for a bit? Because I want to make sure that I can give you a really meaningful answer. Pause there. By you having practiced this quick response, you are avoiding coming in with the a little bit of stuttering, nervousness. Having that type of sentence ready to pull up as soon as there's an unexpected job interview question will buy you time. You should have at least 30 seconds to a minute to think about it then. And it really just helps you not to start rambling with the first idea that comes to your head. And actually looks very professional to the job interviewing hiring manager on the other end, because it looks like you really do put thought into what you want to say instead of just rambling and being hard to follow. So number one tip is to always buy that time and use that sentence I had mentioned. Number two is to be honest. So if you don't know the answer to a question, it's okay to admit it. So you can say something, actually, I'm not quite sure exactly, but from my most educated opinion and to just make a guess at it, I really would feel like this would be the right answer, and then insert it here and say, I'm still very curious about this, you know, topic. I would love to hear your input on this. What do you think? So by doing that is you're kind of being humble. You're not pretending to know more than you do. You're giving it your best shot. And third, you're handing back the mic to the interviewer, which will make them essentially also feel heard and important, and they can fill in any gaps that you might have missed. And who knows, maybe you give a great answer and say, no, there's nothing else I would add. And if they want to teach you, this is a moment for them. And again, an interview is a two-street conversation. So if they're able to show you and teach you during the interview, as some of you don't know, this is a good sign for you to tell you this is a hiring manager you might want to work for. Number three is to ask for clarification. So by you handing it back to the hiring manager, you can be essentially asking them to further simplify the question or to give you even a few more examples of what exactly you're looking for. So by asking for clarification, you're buying more time for yourself to quickly think of an example you want to bring up or an answer to your question, but also this could help you actually get to the bottom. Sometimes questions sound really vague, and the reason you feel like you don't know the answer is because the question just was a little bit confusing. So just be like, thank you so much for this question. Do you mind just clarifying a little bit more exactly of what you mean by XYZ? I just really want to make sure I'm giving you the best possible answer. So make sure you're not making them feel stupid as if the question just didn't make sense, but make it sound like, thank you so much for clarifying the question. I really appreciate it if you can, you know, just dive a little deeper about what exactly you want me to show you in this case. Number four is to demonstrate your problem-solving skills. So let's say this is a consulting type of question or something very theoretical. Show at least how you're able to start thinking about this problem and showing that you do have creativity and problem-solving skills. So let's say they ask you how many tennis balls are sold in the U.S. each year or how many ping pong balls fit into an airplane. So you could start asking them questions, which type of airplane is this? Or about, you know, tennis balls, you know, you can just start understanding, like, are we talking about just in the U.S. or globally? So you might not have the answer or a number, but at least start giving a jab to the question, because it's always better to show your hiring manager where you would start at tackling a problem. You don't always have to have all the answers, but it's a great way to at least give it your best shot. Number five tip for handling unexpected interview questions. This is the last tip because this really is the last resort. But if you're completely drawing a blank and really feel like there's nothing you can say to this question, even, you know, using any of the other tips I mentioned, is to say, thank you so much for this question. Unfortunately, at this time, I really cannot give you an answer to be satisfied with. Is this okay if it's something I give more thought to after this call and follow up with an email? Although this sounds like a little bit unprofessional, at least it shows that you're able to own up and say, I'd like to give this another go, and you're being transparent. I would also do this step by saying, would you please give me your best response to this question? Because I would love to hear how someone in your type of role does think about this issue so I can be best informed about this moving forward. So A, this would show that you are willing to do the homework and that you are planning to do your research and go back to the drawing board, and you're even so committed to emailing them some more information. And B, again, it gives that hiring manager an ability to speak and share insights. And at the end of the day, people love being made feel important. So they might just feel grateful that they get a chance to teach you something. And just to add a little bit of a personal story and example to that last question, I was recently asked for a job interview, a pretty creative question, which is, if you were tasked to plan a party for the team, what two tasks would you want to be assigned to? And I gave it my best go, but after I gave an answer, I wasn't really quite sure where this question was heading. And so I asked her, these are my two picks. What would be yours? And her answer was amazing. One of them was about choosing the food for the party and asking everyone's food allergies, because it's important for her that everyone would have something to eat at the party. And it really demonstrated her strong leadership skills and somebody that thinks about everyone's needs being met. And she tied it back to really making sure that I understood that that's a key characteristic that someone in this role needs to have, is like empathy and really paying attention to others. So then I was quickly able to pick that up and add a little bit more color as well to the answers I had chosen, because suddenly I got to see where she was heading with the question. So again, this is one example of an unexpected question of me giving it my best go, but also turning it back on her. And she gave me an answer and ended up being like a really nice two-way discussion. And she did like sharing her opinion as well on this. It made it much more conversational, and I did end up getting the job. So that's just one example of how I'm using my own experience to help you. So hopefully this episode was helpful to you. Hopefully some of these tips you're going to be able to take with you if you're asked an unexpected question. You can do any of these things. Like I'd mentioned, you are able to ask for more time. You are able to say that, you know, you're really unsure, but this is your educated guess. You're able to ask for clarifying questions. You can even ask the person on the other side, you know, what they think. And it's also okay to just basically say, I'm willing to follow up with you on this. Can I please send you an answer to this by end of day? So that's it. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Follow these tips and girl, you're hired. If you enjoyed this podcast, check out some of my other episodes. I just released a really hot episode about ChatGPT and how you can use it to streamline some of your job interviewing as well as job application process. And if you want to show your support, I'd really appreciate you giving this podcast a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify and writing a kind review. And if you even choose to donate, there's a link in Spotify where you can come and support me as an artist and producer for this show. Thank you so much.